Voila! In view, a humble vaudevillian veteran, cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate. This visage, no mere veneer of vanity, is a vestige of the vox populi, now vacant and vanished. However, this valorous visitation of a bygone vexation stands vivified, and has vowed to vanquish these venal and virulent vermin, vanguarding vice and vouchsafing the violently vicious and voracious violation of volition. The only verdict is vengeance, a vendetta, held as a votive, not in vain, for the value and veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous. Verily, this vicious swaz of verbiage veers most verbose, so let me simply add that it's my very good honor to meet you, and you may call me V.
That's right. I am none other than V. Well, I'm currently the man with the mantle. Anyways, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And it looks like I am joined here with my co-host, Rob D.
Yep, looks like you are. Hi, you folks.
All right. Yeah, so I guess it's the 5th of November. It's all kinds of anniversaries, at least, I mean, for myself. And when you have multiple anniversaries in the same day, you can manage to get nothing done. yeah, sorry, Mike, that clip was a little dirty, but I put that together in all 30 seconds. And had to vary it, you know, on YouTube. YouTube's always wanting to hit you. No, copyright. You can hardly have creative license anymore. It, you know, 5 seconds of something, even a speech. The algorithm is that spot on. Or at least, I don't know, maybe the harassment that I've gone through. I mean, 5 seconds of speech.
Don't take long. Yeah. They want that money. They're even the newspapers now are having difficulties with Google because of when they're wanting creative license to their stuff. So our ability to share clips from news stories that support our side of the truth, you know, what we see is real reality, and we're going to have more and more of a difficult time with that as well. Yeah, just playing a little musical clip of something, or the voice of V from the movie V for Vendetta. You know, that's a powerful movie. And if you've never seen it, where have you been? Mandatory homework. If you haven't seen that, you have to watch it. It's just kind of shows the strife we're going through. Even now, there was a pandemic in that movie. There was a corrupt power trying to institute a world religion, and just basically the whole of what we're going through right now is well spelled out, and the frustration of one into the persona of the character V takes on the system and shows it only takes one person to be the change to fix things. And well, it's a wonderful movie. Anyways, back to you.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yes, mandatory. It's right up there with To Kill a Mockingbird and, I don't know, Scarlet Letter.
Well, they took that out of schools too, didn't they, To Kill a Mockingbird? Let's just erase the fact that white people behave very badly in the past, and now we have, things maybe have changed. Let's just bury the information. I see that that's been taken out of schools. Since you brought that one up, I remember that book. We had to read it in high school.
Yeah. So I'm not that far behind you in the curriculum. Yeah. Yeah, today they want books with tranism in there. That's my new favorite word this week. Thank you, Patrick. Tranism.
Oh, well, it's disgusting, that whole agenda, this common core is rotten to the core.
Well, I mean, as an adult, do what you want. I don't care. Just don't make out in front of me in public. Or in general, it's not a homophobic thing. It's just a politeness thing. You just don't do that. Nobody wants to see you sucking face. And, you know, do what you want. I don't care. Just leave kids out of it.
Wow.
Leave the children out of it. Don't Absolutely. Use them to push your agenda. And I have yet to get somebody on the show who is of a different sexual background and to discuss this, because these people who want more rights, using children, you didn't see Martin Luther King out there pushing children in front of him, staying behind children, trying to make a point. You didn't see, you know, Malcolm X, you didn't see Rosa Parks, you didn't see anybody who fought for their individual liberties hiding behind children. That's got to stop. Please. Do you want to spread your legs? Don't do it while the story time. You know, you're I don't care what sex you are. You're wearing basically a hooker's outfit. Okay? You can be transgender. You can be classy. Why can't you, you know, wear something classy? Full-on weirdo clown tranny in front of an audience of children reading a book and can't close his... her legs properly.
Well, that's their oneness. But I sent you a picture into the RBN chat that shows basically, from what's being shown to children in school, and from masturbation nearly being taught in second grade to here's some sexual positions in a fourth grade book. Now, we had sex ed in school, and we got a diagram of the reproductive system. You know, we didn't get actual, you know, a sex toy in the classroom and a demonstration how to put a condom on. I'd have been kicked out of school permanently because my laughter and disruption in the class on that day, my humor would not have been able to handle it. It was hard enough with an embarrassing feeling as well at the time. How many kids are going to feel embarrassed by this at school? On a topic that if my mother found a book with that in it, that picture in it or something, we'd be having a discussion. You know, that's pornography. The values have gone away in school. They're instituting debauchery as a norm. I don't care if somebody's a jerk. Their oneness, you know, but don't force your oneness on somebody else through repetitive insertion of thoughts and choices in the mind of a child that they would pick a Tide Pod to eat like it was candy this generation, and look what they're doing now. My gosh.
This picture, okay? It's a few pages from... Are these two different books or one book?
Just a parent put this stuff out there. I haven't got the source document yet of it, but I've been seeing other examples like this being posted, including ones that I could get PDFs to online and look at the textbooks. Because that's every parent's responsibility, to actually look at the textbooks, even if they're digital, of what their kids are learning. It's not like you have a book laying around anymore. You can see if your kid's been making notes. It's all done digitally. So you have to do your diligence with your kid, especially with this homeschooling that's coming on.
Well, extremely weird, I want to say. It was funny, also. Back, I guess, in more appropriate setting. Yeah, gym teacher, guy coach, running the class. And, yeah. I think it was eighth grade. We had ours a little late. Seventh or eighth grade. And, yeah, one guy's flat out, hey, what's masturbation? Show you, you are freaking nuts. We all laughed. It was great. We got to.
That was a very taboo thing back then. Masturbation, wasn't it? It was you would go blind. I guess that's why I wear glasses now. I stopped in time. I guess there was all sorts of stigmas attached to it. Bullying because of that. You got caught. That would be around school. Oh my God. Didn't happen to me, but a friend of mine got busted at the school.
Oh, man.
At the school. But anyways, we're trying to keep it clean here, but this topic is a dirty thing that's being done to children's minds. It's taking the family values away.
What I'm looking at right now, what you sent me, looks like something out of an adult comic. Like you go to Playboy and you go to the comic section. This is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, this is it's pornography. Like I said, if my mother had caught that thing, we would have been having a discussion. She found a Playboy magazine of mine when I was in sixth grade that I got. And it was a big deal over, where did you get it? Oh, it was Penthouse. Where did you get the Penthouse? Drugstore. Said I was buying a gift for my father. I'm telling on myself. But, you know, my point is that it was something that was it was very questionable to even have diagrams like that. It would be very questionable for my family's values.
Just to get any kind of material, I mean, you had to, concerning school anyways, what, National Geographics? Maybe a book on some Roman art?
Yeah. Look forward to the issues that showed Africa with the girls that had no tops on at all. So, you know, we look forward to such things.
A culture in a way, but I think they're taking the idea of a culture and a way of life a little bit too far. Now, this may be, I'm not going to say all the government are pedophiles. A lot of them who are in very important key positions in the government are pedophiles. But as a whole, I believe the agenda here is, I don't know, we head for Logan's Run?
I don't know. I think the word I'd use for it is grooming. They're grooming a whole planet full of children to be at their pizza parties. I just went there. It's taking parents' rights to teach what sex is and the meaning of a meaningful relationship and how something should be important and not just, you know, treated lightly as just like a drug. You know, you push the button, have an orgasm, and release into your system the endorphins and all that goes with that. You know, it cheapens the love aspect and the connection, the spirit that can happen with the union of two people. And then the parents can't even explain this in any way. They don't have a choice. The kid comes home, but what's it going to be next? Every kid has to bring, you know, a pencil, a ruler, a dildo, some condoms, some lube to school to demonstrate they know how to do the depopulation birth control stuff. I don't get it. I can see that as being a possibility of the agenda.
Well, that's sexual harassment right there. I can see some Karens going off like crazy. But what I was getting at, with the whole Logan's Run thing, we're developing faster. You know, these 10, 11, 12-year-old girls are filling out bras, okay, filling out their gym shorts. We're developing faster. So, with that in mind, we're being pushed. We're gonna be expected to have a shorter lifespan. Obamacare, just to point an example of a scenario, not giving a damn about anybody older than 55. I mean, these are the things that we got to think about. Your average African-American male does not live past 55 years old. Okay? And a lot of social engineering, a lot of crap in the food, a lot of anything that you can think of. All right? So that's been worked on. It's been perfected. That can be rolled out in mass all across the board to everybody. They're going to try to rewrite our history. Okay? And it'll be a lot easier if we live shorter lives. I don't know about you, but having a career politician like Biden, okay, politician for 20, 30, 40 years, the system's worse than it was than when you started. Why do I want you to live three times longer than me? It ain't right. People need to see that this is where it's going. This is where it's going. You have people who can remember your grandfather and your father, and they're coming down on you because of the way they act, because of the way they were. Don't forget social credit score. You're really going to have to pay for the sins of the father coming up here really soon. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's the sins of the state being visited on the children now, because the parent, the father doesn't get a choice, the mother doesn't get a choice. They come home, they see, if they're lucky to see the kid's homework book or go through the book bag and have a look, they might see what the kids are taking notes of, like that image I just sent you. I'm appalled when I read such things as I'm showing you now, like things that are put up in classrooms. I kind of cover this issue a bit, too. I'm a bit active about this Common Core. I have been for quite a few years. And it is going on worldwide. This is not just in the United States that's being demoralized. The goal of the Common Core UN Directive initiative is to educate the world with exactly all the kids get the same information, the same book. They wanted all one language, so that thing on the Guidestones to make a new living language for humanity is to have a single language planet. And this isn't, the Common Core is going to help usher that in. The taking over the sex education and stuff is a huge part of this. The Safer Schools program that got merged into the Common Core. In the Safer School agenda is heavily influenced by the LGBTQ community. Not just, we're not just talking the gay, lesbian, trans agenda, the label that was doled out in the past. We're talking, when you've added the P to it and stuff, we're starting to add perversions. You know, they can call it pedo. Just the perversion factor goes up, and it's well evidenced in some of these things I'm showing you now as I go through and dive for them. So it takes the parents out of it. It's almost like a kibbutz system of communism, where your kid is taken away, educated by the state with what the new normal is going to be, the new world order normal. And this is what they want. And we're even seeing the introductions of bills and laws or suggestions that the age of consent for children be dropped to a lower age and stuff, kind of shows it all. I kind of hear the music kicking in here.
Yeah, you know, we're going to pick this right back up after a short break. So stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
So, we are here on the subject of, well, indoctrination of the world's youth by the new world order, so-called elite, who have it, their agenda really spells out getting the children involved, becoming adults sooner. Okay? I think that is a major part of it. How many situations can you get into that could ruin your life as a youth? There's not a lot of scenarios except for you rape somebody, get somebody pregnant, get raped, or sexually harassed, or sexually persecuted. It seems like another layer of MK Ultra, you know, satanic ritual abuse setting in. Adding that whole new atmosphere. Go ahead.
The agenda has been going on a while, but I'm gonna send you an article from, I guess it's about from Canada. I'm just surfing through it a bit. It says sex education is non-negotiable, in that our school system has a responsibility to ensure that all Canadian youth have access to sex ed, and this should be non-negotiable. The public, private, or religious spaces of a school should not play a role in whether sex education is provided. Now, I'm sure this is going to resonate deeply with a lot of the audience that RBN goes out to. You know, the Christian conservative listener should be very concerned about this, because your values have been taken away. Your, like I said earlier, your ability to be the person in your child's life that explains life, you know, and how it's created, is taken away from you. And I think that's extremely wrong to have that. I know that's just in Canada, but we see this agenda done worldwide. And I know a lot of parents have been speaking out about Common Core and how it's being forced on them, that how their permission is no longer required for their child to attend such classes. I imagine it's difficult to get permission to not attend them, you know? And that would then ostracize your kid at school, because you don't go to that class everybody else does. You're not in on things. You know, another form of bullying could then occur. It's just, this program needs to stop. And we need to teach reading, writing, arithmetic. History keeps changing. So that's a class that's just a propaganda, really, that as far as I see. Now, let's teach some basic skills in life, how to grow some food, how to make clean water and survive and build a shelter, how to be a good human being, you know, how to not just be a rat race, pack rat, rug rat, just to be able to be a good human being. These things, I think, need to be taught. Civics, you know, where's the civics classes where they teach you the morals and the ethics and all that of society? Now that's the demoralized society being taught to these children in school, and behaviors that would have got me punished are now in books in school. I just am flabbergasted. Here's a quick word for you all for today instead of swearing. Flabbergasted. Like, the election has me flabbergasted with the shenanigans.
I never took civics. I thought that was something definitely archaic. In a sense that, you know, not that it's useless or anything, but that it doesn't happen anymore. I didn't have civics growing up. I did have a few classes that were completely useless to me. I had debate class. Now, whenever you can have a debate your debate teacher, and he's telling you that you cannot graduate high school without passing his class, and I'm sitting there debating him. Guess who won that debate? I won that debate. Not just through words or stating facts. No, I graduated 2 years early, in fact, at high school. Okay? And I didn't need his class to do so. I tested out. Okay? They weren't teaching me anything of use, nothing heavy, nothing, you know, just government crap. Just filling your heads up with as much crap to remember, repeat,
consume, obey.
You know, yeah. Guys, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You guys are still tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And me, your host, B.
Oh, and, pardon me. I was getting rung into a radio show that's not mine. You know?
We got the Red Pill Nation hailing us. But I don't think we're going to be doing that today. So, I mean, unless, Rob, you would like to do something.
I like what we're talking about. I don't really feel like having a scripted show where I have to talk about what's on television on the stations I don't watch. I don't watch TV. So it's difficult for me to participate in it and be affected. Yes, I'm opinionated about many topics people talk about, but to me, it's just, I'd rather just bring to light some of this common core like we're talking about today. Everybody's listened to election stuff for 2 days solid on every show. So I think we're exposing something important, and we need the help of the Christian listeners out here to fight this common core that's
is demoralizing and taking away even your exemption for religious reasons to be able to opt out of your child having to be subjected to such material at that age, you know? We need their help.
I would actually like to open up the phone lines for the show.
Yeah, I think that would be effective. I'm really sorry about swearing. That just came out. That's just...
Oh, did I miss it? Yeah, you know, that lets you know I'm a little bit... tired, but you know, hey, life goes on. We gotta keep moving forward. I'm a little worn out, just getting things ready, guys. We could start having big meetings starting this weekend. We could start having the big meetings. TLBTV is no longer going to be TLBTV. We have changed the brand. I'm not quite sure if I can say what it is, but we have changed the brand. I'm going to be doing my best to get a lineup and actually learning my job as an executive. So, I don't know. I'm a little...
Yeah, I need to get my butt home to my studio.
Oh, man, that would be wonderful. That would be so great.
I'm chomping at the bit. I really am. I hope I could get home by Christmas. Seems a lot's going to be based on this COVID lockdown rules that are going on now. Every country across Europe's locking down. When will they allow flights out? When will the embassies reopen? When will... There's so many when wills involved with this that I just will it to happen as soon as possible. Stressful.
Well, you know, I was hoping... Maybe by chance you went out and seen some effigy burning, seeing some people out.
There was a lockdown, not supposed to gather and stuff. The fireworks went on to about all night long. You know, my alarm went off at 3. I still remember hearing some big booms going on at 1 and 2 a.m. You know, but I couldn't really see on my street from my location any really good fireworks. But I was hearing them all, and I was thinking to myself, we need to hear that now, but all in one location, you know, all at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, what would Guy Fawkes think about England being on lockdown now? What would he think about what the Prime Minister has done this year? I think he'd be plotting against.
Well, that is a place we can go. So, politics, I mean, do you feel, because you got the hell out of the U.S., did you get any reprieve by moving to the U.K.?
Wow.
I mean, you have got a lot because you ended up moving from there, but... Yeah, go ahead.
I lived 14 plus years in England. So it showed me a different view of history. So I got to see, you know, a different point of view, let's say, like the Bay of Pigs, how the USA instigated it from that point of view. You know, I'd always heard it was the other way around, but USA definitely instigated that whole incident. And lots of other little things you find out about inventions that you thought the USA did, that you find out somebody in Paris invented this, somebody in Turkey invented that. You find out alternative history. Do I feel any less oppressed? I see a lot less what people walking around with machine guns and stuff, which I find very unsettling. I find there's more propaganda in the States than in most other countries. But, you know, if you watch the news, it's all propaganda, no matter what. But yeah, this, I'm all locked down here just like y'all got locked down there. Locked down here's a joke. People can still move around. They can still leave the house. Certain businesses have to close. They're deciding what's essential and what's not, but yet the media conglomerately owned stores and businesses are staying open. They found a way to they could do it, and the little guy can't. So I don't really see any less oppression here. I just see the Agenda 2030 marching on in so many countries in so many visible ways, from the 5G installations worldwide to the stack and pack housing inside the main cities. Getting people out of the rural areas is a very big agenda in many countries. So I see it going on everywhere, in how they use geoengineering and natural disasters that are not so natural to get the land back to further their agendas, or passing laws that don't allow you to rebuild after a fire, let's say, like in Paradise or something. And then those people can't come back, and the land gets taken. I see it happen everywhere. Here, they natural disaster flood you out, tell you you can't rebuild, and then somebody buys up the land, and you'll see fracking go on there some years later. What was it, Hurricane Bob that came through here that flooded out the Severn Valley, and people couldn't rebuild, and it's fracked now. That's another whole issue of toxifying the planet. It's not good enough that we could toxify the top of the earth. Let's inject toxins into the ground. You know, it's insanity. Don't get me going, B.
I'm actually quite surprised. The people of Flint, Michigan have not rallied up and taken, you know, their town hall by a swarm. I mean,
they keep waiting for the National Guard to step in and make things better. When I lived there, that's all you would hear, is the National Guard's going to come in here and fix everything. They defunded the police so bad they can't even cover the amount of area they have. So crime is so rampant. The water quality, you should have seen what my bath water looked like. It's disgusting. People can't afford bottled water from Nestle all the time. You know, these poor folks in these neighborhoods are being literally killed, but turned into the customers for the sickness business. It's very sad what's going on in Flint.
Right, yeah, in our own backyard. You know, I would love it if I could just put every governmental entity, every governmental institution right into a ground zero. I'm like, yeah, well, that's your new place of work. You know, have all these Superfund sites. You know, 9/11, all we're 9/11 built. That should have been where the new CIA office should have been. Human resource, right there. Pitch a tent. You know, sort of like when a dog poos on your carpet. You got to rub your nose in it a little bit.
Yeah, but they're the dog and we're the one getting blamed.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but you got two dogs in the house. Which one do you punish? The one dog puts his paw on the other one and you believe it.
Too much.
The charade of it all, that the wool that's pulled over our eyes that turns us into sheep is thick, very thick wool. Have we gotten anybody called yet? Can you give a number out?
Oh, you know what? I didn't give out the number. Phone number 800-313-9443. You can chat with us during this hour and the next hour.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep it clean the next hour, too. If we want the Christian people to call in. I really don't want to insult your values or anything, y'all. So please call in and let's voice your opinion about this Common Core and the debauchery that is the new taught morals in schools. It is horrendous what's being done. I keep saying that because it's the amount of horrendous things being done to us all at once it makes us look like we're crazy when we bring them up. It's that unfathomable of an evil for most people to comprehend. The depth of the swamp is an ocean. That's kind of what I'm seeing. And well, that's evident with what's going on in the USA right now.
Absolutely. And the thing about the children, and I know it's not so easy just to say homeschool your children, even though that's what we should all be doing. We've heard stories from people that have come on the show where they then get targeted by some government institution, CPS, family courts, police, and be made to look like criminals. Being made to look crazy. Who was it that said that? Malcolm X, okay? you don't let your enemies teach your children. So I know when I have kids, you know, they can teach theirs. I'm going to teach mine. Their children are going to be blind. But my kids, they're going to be fine. They can condition their children to be puppets. But no, not mine. Absolutely not.
Well, I guess the last 20 years has bred a huge generation of triggered kids who are now young adults, and they've been given a trophy for everything, you know, credit for signing your name on top of a test, just everything. There were no losers, even games, well, we're not going to keep score. Everybody's a winner, you know, and they get out in life and they see something like an election, for instance, and there's going to be a loser, right? These kids don't know how to handle losing. And because of that, we're going to see a lot of this triggering going on. Self-righteousness of the I'm offended generation feels they can't lose, and their opinion is fact, and it should be how everything is. I think the violence that's often seen with some of this younger generation-led activism, Antifa and some of the BLM movement stuff is definitely instilled values-wise into the kids in school from the past.
Well, and I really attribute my situation, speaking of, you know, teaching your own kids, you know, my father, he didn't raise no punk. He raised very knowledgeable children. So it's hard. It's very hard. And the stuff that I went through, you know, by today's standards, oh, that's abuse. That was child abuse. How, really? You got spankings? What? Huh? What? you know, I had it light compared to what they had growing up. And it's, I'm thankful for it. I was told that I would be thankful for it when I became an adult. I was like, yeah, right. I'm going to hate your guts forever. I will never see eye to eye with your nonsense. But no, here I am talking about it. Yeah, yeah. It's either get a sample of it right now or walk into a whole big heap of it blind with no experience. So we gotta protect the children. We gotta keep hold of the children. Here we have two presidential candidates, okay, who are known for groping up on women, and I don't know. It's kind of weird the way Trump kisses his daughter. Really weird the way Biden kisses his granddaughter. But, oh, good God.
Yeah.
I, These are our elected. Why are these guys going to be president? One of these guys is going to be president. Either one again, or, well, Biden was vice president, so just as good. So, where's the breaking point? When are we going to all put on our masks, our Guy Fawkes masks?
Yeah.
You know, that's the mask we should be wearing right now. Instead of some surgical mask, okay, we should all be wearing our Guy Fawkes. How about that? I think that's a wonderful compromise. Can we do that, guys? Go out and get yourself a Guy Fawkes mask and go everywhere in it. Let's have a big social experiment. See who gets harassed. Let's just see what happens. Now,
where's
I know.
Where's Mr. Robot when you need him?
Yeah. I know.
That's a good one.
I can't breathe. I know you guys can't breathe, but just modify a mask. You can do that.
You can put just it's don't. Like a Halloween mask, folks. You put it on when you was a kid to get a candy. Well, buy yourself a candy bar and put your mask on. Get your hat out and go ask yourself this question every day. What would V do? And then go do something.
Exactly. Then you can walk a mile in V's shoes.
Okay? I think like a t-shirt that says, what would V do? I think that would be very effective.
Well, we saw V take over a news station, right?
Yes, he did.
Addressing the people.
He was very, very good karate man, you know. I do enjoy some of those scenes. But I always did like my Wu-Tang Clan stuff type movies on the Saturday afternoon Kung Fu Theater. Remember that? Kung Fu Theater?
that was more YouTube for me.
I was watching TV on a Saturday afternoon. You had Preacher Feature, which was some kind of old horror movie. And you got some karate movie, Kung Fu, Shaolin type Wu-Tang Clan movies every Saturday afternoon.
When it came to Saturday afternoons, when I became 11, when I turned 11, oh yeah, Saturday morning cartoons over. Saturday anything is over. I'm up doing chores. I'm rebuilding an engine or cleaning a garage, doing something like that.
A divorced family. I have Saturday afternoons. If I was lucky and my father had done what my mother said, I got to have a visit with him. So we would often sit around watch movies.
Lucky you. Oh, man.
I had my cuttings of the lawns and my chores to do. Believe me, that grass kept growing on a Saturday. So I didn't get out of my chores or anything, but Saturday afternoons were usually a time for player. If he didn't come by, go out and play baseball, sports, whatever the time of year was. I didn't have video games even when I was that age. They weren't out yet. So I'd do other things. Read, draw, play games with your friends, board games. We didn't even have VHS tapes or anything. Betamax had just come out. It's not like we could say we're going to go sit and watch movies. Remember, HBO was a really big deal. If somebody had that, we would just kind of pile over their house. Oh, maybe if we're lucky, we got to watch an R-rated movie, without no parental guidance and stuff. Because that was the only danger we had back then for our minds. Now it's in school, teaching them how to have sex. Here's how to masturbate. Here's this anal sex. Here's how to make that pleasurable, according to somebody. I don't think about that exit-only situation. That being taught is definitely against my morals. I want my grandkid being taught that.
Well, I thought the TV was already teaching people, children, the stuff. So we have the television, and then it's being backed up by the education system. How Which many ways do you think one the F us? How many ways do they got to F us? How many ways do you want to stick it in us? I mean, they're just guys.
They're the two girls, and they want us to eat what's in the cup.
Oh, well, you know, I think we need to all just, you know, what are they going to do? I would really just love a day. We just say, hey, it's a holiday. Hey, it's a holiday week. Everybody stays at home. I mean, total worldwide shutdown. Not because of a virus. Not because of anything. Just put a dent in someone's bonus, their $500,000 bonus, and let them miss out on a boat at the end of the year. Because they own banks. Ooh. I think we can let them go without a boat this year. They'll get one next year. They always get one next year.
I was told 100 yachts were destroyed in Izmir. And when I was told that, I go, am I supposed to feel bad about this? Because of the tsunami. Yeah, am I supposed to feel bad? Because who gave them those yachts? Who worked? Who's sweat? Who's brow? You know, who was the useless eater?
Yeah, exactly. The useless eater. Oh, I guess my blood boiling.
Yeah, that's a superiority language that's being instilled in people. The useless eater. Coming from somebody, the guy that said it the first that I know of was Henry Kissinger. Have you seen this guy? Have you seen Harry Potter where the aunt blows up like a freaking balloon and floats away? Well, I imagine they have to tether down Kissinger by now because he looks just like that. He calls us a useless eater. Where did he get his money from? So that he could have that head start in life so he could get on his path to being a world oppressor. He had that silver spoon.
Absolutely.
And he beat us with that spoon.
Beat us with it. Oh, man. I could do a whole show on this. Well, that'll have to wait for another time, I suppose. Right now, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Me, host D. Guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, Neil Third Eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Big love, people.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.